Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Good morning, my brothers, my sisters in the Lord. Welcome to what is His message, what is the message of the Lord, my Father Anthony Uche. Today is Tuesday of the Holy Week. Our first reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 1 to 6. Our psalm for today is Psalm 71. Our gospel reading will be taken from John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 21 to 33, verses 36 to 38. My brothers and sisters, based on the gospel reading of today, it is obvious that Jesus, at that point in time, was ready and willing to carry the cross. He was ready to perfect and finalize the will of the Father, so that the Father is glorified and God's people are reconciled with the Father. But Jesus was troubled in spirit. He was reflecting on his betrayal by Judas Iscariot and his denial by Simon Peter. Whereas Judas Iscariot was busy planning to betray his Lord and Master, Jesus spent those moments praying for Judas and also praying for his disciples, especially Peter. Matthew chapter 5 verse 44 says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Not only did Jesus pray for his disciples, Jesus also reached out to Judas Iscariot and reached out to Simon Peter. He made Judas realize that he knew what his plans were. Judas was neck deep in his evil plans, hence he could not consider the thoughts of repentance. My brother, my sister, it is a fact that we will be betrayed in this world. However, revenge or retaliation will never be the solution. We must learn from Jesus to reach out to those who plan to betray us or to those who have betrayed us. Yes, it is a difficult task. But the book of Proverbs chapter 19 verse 11 says, "A man's insight gives him patience, and his virtue is to overlook an offense." Yes, for those who truly love God and love neighbor, bless those who curse us. And to pray for those who mistreat us is the solution, is God's solution, is the path that leads to the kingdom of God. Therefore, my brother, my sister, it is not enough to say that we are children of God. We are called to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, to lead others to the kingdom of God. The psalmist says today, "My lips will tell of your justice, and day by day of your help. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I proclaim your wonders still." Therefore, my brother, my sister, in the face of betrayals and denials, we are called to forgive, to make peace with those who have hurt us, and also to make peace with ourselves. May God bless us and uphold us this period as we battle with all the challenges and headaches on our path. And may the Lord grant us victory in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.